And I was going to go next to a phenomenal expert who deals with these things as well, but he's munching on a donut that I bought for him.
It was a delicious donut.
I'm so glad you like it. See, this is why I had to have Kal Yon Pokola from Pokola Law as a part of the show, because he loves donuts as much as I do.
Really? You know, when you said that your two biggest loves were politics and business, you were really cheating on number three, donuts.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of
I'm the only fat person here. I can't have any.
That's almost as unfair as the estate tax.
I know, right? Speaking of unfair, I wake up this morning. I plan to have this great business topic for Kal Yon today, because last week I hear this Snapchat lawsuit and it's like
debacle.
Debacle made me so crazy angry. I'm like, I immediately fired off to Kal Yon. You have to talk about the Snapchat lawsuit when you come in next week, because I'm like so angry that businesses are being expected to be liable.
You're angry.
For the actions of you know, a customer.
Think about this. This is the situation that got Snapchat sued. So Snapchat, everybody, if you haven't used Snapchat, it's like you can send pictures or videos to your friends, but it's like a little
mini
video. It has an expiration date, though.
Right.
You get to see it pretty quickly, like in a snap. And the difference is Snapchat has all these filters on it, including one that shows, for some godforsaken reason, I don't know who came up with this idea, how fast you're going when, you know, or how fast you're moving on your Snapchat app. And your phone, I guess, determines how fast you're going. Well, some idiot kid in Ohio, I think.
Of course, I have family in Ohio, by the way.
She was going over 100 miles an hour. She was going 113 miles per hour because she wanted to get a snap with over 100 miles per hour.
Wow.
And she didn't see a guy pulling out, and she hit him head on. And this guy has traumatic brain injuries. And, of course, the reason why he's going after Snapchat isn't because he's, you know, he's just trying to find, you know, trying to get rich. He has medical bills that obviously this little girl's liability can't cover.
Right.
So he's going to have long-term medical care. So they're trying to find anybody. So, I mean, it's kind of a shot in the dark to go after Snapchat. But
It is a shot in the dark.
I would tell Snapchat, you know, very quietly, just get rid of that filter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Going forward. And, I mean, I think it's stupid to blame Snapchat. But what was Snapchat thinking? Because, look, Snapchat seems like a perfect vehicle for bad decisions.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
No pun intended. Clearly. And then there's a bad decision involving a vehicle.
Yeah, but we also still, you know, I'm concerned about the fact, I get that the guy has really incredible medical bills and will for the rest of his life, and somebody needs to pay for that. But I'm concerned about the where we're going in as a nation, wanting to hold businesses responsible for other people's individual decisions.
Oh, it's absolutely a big problem.
Yeah,
because
right now,
if Snapchat has billions mm-hmm. of venture capital dollars, that's what that guy's going after. But what about the mom and pop app developer? They come up with a cool app, but there's a way that they, you know, in a way that they completely didn't foresee, someone uses the app and then causes some catastrophic injuries to somebody else.
Right. In San Diego, we have a lot of high-tech startups here, as well as product manufacturers. We've got a couple of really incredible technology business incubators. We've got EvoNexus and ComNexus here. And so I thought of so many San Diego businesses that I brought through Close Up on San Diego Business that could be in a situation like this. And I don't know how you help protect them, Kal Yon, prevent, and if there is even is a way for them to protect themselves against litigious lawsuits that are just trying to get a pound of flesh.
Well, I have to preface it by saying there's no way to prevent someone from suing you in life, just as an individual or as a business. If someone wants to sue you, they can sue you. But what I can do is I can help you deal with this by taking care of it on a legal issue, like help them dismiss it, or even better, proactively handle it. If they come in with their app and they came in with this, for example, like a Snapchat, they came in with this speed thing and go, it's in my brain to think of the possibility of how this could be a negative for your company, and say, hey, you know, even though it's not your fault, just make sure that you put things in your app. And Snapchat did. They're like, don't do this while driving. Well, okay, then why have a speed function?
Yeah, but you know, yeah.
So someone's going to use it in my passenger seat. Look how fast I'm going with my grandma. We're going 46 miles per hour in a 65 mile per hour zone. Hi, Snapchat.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
Yeah, but then again, I have to look and say that they're still not ultimately responsible.
I'm not saying they are.
Right. Just like we've got a movement right now in the left wanting to hold gun manufacturers responsible for deaths that occur at handguns. But I get what you're saying. I do think it doesn't. I would never create an app that created even the possibility of that kind of a dangerous situation. And somebody like yourself can sit down with somebody and help. Hey, let's look at what you're doing and let's think about all the possible scenarios that can come to play. Because even if you're not ultimately responsible for somebody's choices, you don't want to create an environment that puts other people or your own company at risk.
So when you sit down with me and you talk about your app, it's my job to think of the bad things that can come up with this app and the good things and say, okay, well, these bad things are there. How do you make sure that they don't use it in this way? And the person thinks about it because they're not thinking about their app having any negative connotations right. or negative possibilities.
Right now, I've got about five people in my head that I know of that are developing apps here in San Diego for their companies. Call Yon at Pocola Law.
I'll be happy to help you.
Before you get yourself into trouble.